Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's see here. Where shall we start today?
Time for Joe's Need to Know Shoes. Adidas. Superstars.
a woman in Great Britain, this is a crazy story, blew her nose so hard, she fractured a bone in her left eye socket.
You know what? You're doing too much. You're doing too much.
Haven't we all been there before, though, too, trying to get everything all cleared out? And we're like, okay.
It's called a neti pot, lady.
Yeah, not that hard.
Well,
Jesus.
The woman was at work, and after she blew her nose too hard, she temporarily lost vision in both eyes.
Ew.
Then 2 hours later, her left nostril started to suddenly bleed, and she developed swelling around her left eye. Another few hours after that problem, there was a stabbing pain all over the left side of her head and neck. She went to the ER. They did a CT scan, and they're like, yeah, you got a fracture in your left eye socket.
That's yucky.
But it's crazy, though. Like, I've heard people putting their backs out just from sneezing.
Yeah,
it's
that's
amazing
just
what
nuts.
Can happen. Oh, gosh. I don't know what you guys think about this, but I saw it and I'd figure I'd share with people so they would know, and maybe I can do this for my own personal gain. Let me know what you think. Build-A-Bear Workshop, they're going to hold a Pay Your Age Day event at its stores tomorrow, July 12th. As part of the promotion, customers can pay their current age for any furry friend in the store. So, for example, parents could come right there and bring their little kiddo. You got like an 8-year-old. It's $8 to build a bear. Pretty sweet. Anyone is welcome to participate in this event as long as the customer is in store. The entire in-store collection, by the way, including popular licensed characters, will be available to be made at the event going on tomorrow.
I think that's great.
How do they prove that the little kids are the age that they say they are?
Well, okay, I don't think there's much discrepancy between an 8 and like a 4-year-old.
That's not true.
I'm saying money-wise. It's like, I scammed him out of $3. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now, if, like, if grandma comes in there, it's like, it might be better just to buy the bear. I don't know. Are Build-A-Bears expensive?
Probably.
Yes.
That seems like something that, like, parents would pay $50 for.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Because, like, I'm, like, in my 30s. It's like, would it be better just to, like, bring a kid to get the bear for me?
No, it's very expensive.
Bro. I could bring my little bro,
yeah,
Michael.
That'd be a great idea.
We're actually, and that might work. We could, you know, we could do all that because we're hanging out tomorrow. We got hooked up, by the way. We're going to go to the Children's Museum. They got that brand new outdoor sports complex.
Oh,
so
yeah?
We're going to check that out.
We're
going to check out all the things inside. So that'll be a fun day, but maybe we can do all that. Now, this is terrible, but I wasn't thinking about Michael when I brought this story up for Need to Know News. I thought about my wife, Lindsay, who still has a teddy bear from a guy that proposed to her.
Get her a new one.
Do you think?
Yeah, do a date with her.
Yes.
Okay, so let your little brother just hang out at the museum, but then take Lindsay to the museum and then pay whatever how old she is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it worth it? Like, is it cheaper? It sounds like it probably would be. But I think it's a good idea. I don't know if she's going to hear this, maybe the podcast later, but I would like, I made up my mind, I would like her to get rid of the bear, finally.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, when I say that before, it's like, you just need to let your wife do her thing. Like,
people, who said that?
People. They're like, it's not that big of a deal. Whoever
listeners?
Commented on social. Yeah, like, listeners.
I think there's a difference between, like, a sweatshirt or, like, a gift that they, like, gave. Like, I got Beats headphones. I'm not going to get rid of my Beats headphones that my ex gave me. But, like, a teddy bear that a guy proposed to you and you're now married.
What if you were sleeping with your Beats headphones every night?
That would be freaking weird.
So you're saying you don't?
No, I do not.
No comment. Okay.
Some people do. I know people that listen to murder podcasts to fall asleep.
That is the worst way to fall asleep.
Those people are probably murderers.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll think about that one tonight while I go to bed. A woman, this happened here in Indy, but we're finally getting to it. This happened a couple of days ago. A woman crashed a Jeep into a utility pole. I mean, she smashed it up bad. This happened on the north side after a bee flew into her vehicle. The fire department here in Indy says the bee landed on the lady's lap and she was trying to shoot away.
Ooh, I don't blame her.
And that's when she lost control and struck a pole. Thankfully, she was not injured in the accident. As for the bee, its condition is unknown.
Yeah, she didn't want to get cootie crunch.
Well, I have been saying this for literal months. They don't teach you in driver's ed what you do when a bug flies into the car, because I almost caused like a five-car pileup because there was a bug that flew into my freaking car while I was driving.
All right, okay, take me through. I want to hear your scenario and what you did. What you were driving, where at, what happened?
I was driving down College, around 38th and College. That's like a busy intersection.
Yep.
And this bug flies in and is on my window, and I start freaking out, and I start screaming, and I start leaning to the right because I'm so scared because the bug's on the left, and so my wheel is turning. Like, as I lean my body to the right, I turn my wheel, and I curve over, but then I'm freaking out, and then I try to curve back, but then I'm screaming and trying to wave this bug out, but I'm so scared to get close to the bug, so I'm, like, trying to go to the other seat but still keep driving. And it was bad.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Have you ever have you had that happen to you? Like a bug fly in?
No, but people I know, it has.
Have they like almost gotten into an accident from it?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend in high school wrecked his car. He totaled it because a bee flew in his car, and it was just the neighbor across the street, their brick mailbox.
Okay, now listen, I'm not a badass at all. Like, I'm scared of some things myself. Like, I think we all have our fears of different things. And yes, bees and stuff can sting you. I don't like wasps. Those guys can go burn in wasp hell. They're terrible. But a bee flying into your car is not going to sting you.
Yeah,
it's not going to hurt you.
I don't even care if a fly flies into my car, I freak out. Like, it wasn't a bee that flew into my car that day. It was just, like, a random bug.
I'm predicting it now. Like, I'd like you live right now to archive this audio and just save it. Uh-huh. It's just one little clip right here. If I die, mm-hmm. like, just but not natural causes, but of some man-made accident or something, it'll be my wife, Lindsay, because I like her to drive a lot. She's a good driver. I'm not saying she's not. But it'll be my wife, Lindsay, driving. The window will be down. A bug will come in the car, and my wife will either get me T-boned or rolled over and killed. I will die. She freaks out with every bug.
Okay, wait. I want to forget the bug thing. I want to talk about this. I feel like there is a certain type of guy that likes his wife to drive him or drive for him instead of him drive.
Why is it that I feel like when you say a certain type of guy, you're not going to give me a compliment to this? You're going to somehow try to make fun of me.
I just, like, explain that because anyone that I know that's always like, oh, I prefer my wife to drive, they're just...
I'm not saying we can't talk about this. Like, legit, let's talk about this another day because I kind of have to wrap up. We have to get to the garbage in a second.
Of course, convenient.
No, if you
conveniently, whenever we've talked about things that you really wanted to talk about, we somehow were able to push the garbage back or talk about that. But now that I'm pointing out the fact that you might be a little bit of a lazy turd who likes your wife to drive you around and do things for you, now you don't want to talk about it.
Now I know what you're getting. No, tomorrow on the show... I'll make time for it. You want to talk about it?
I just think there's a certain type of person that usually seem to be a little weird.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. We'll talk about that tomorrow.